No static. No static. Mondays. 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 6 to 8. 6 to 8. 6 to 8. 6 to 8 p.m. 6 to 8 p.m. Mondays. 6 to 8 p.m. CFRC 101.9. CFRC.ca. No static. Mondays. 6 to 8 p.m. CFRC 101.9. CFRC.ca. CFRC's most varied variety show. CFRC's most varied variety show. CFRC's most varied. CFRC 101.9. CFRC.ca. No static. Mondays. 6 to 8 p.m. Hey, everyone. How's it going? I've got a guest today.
Oh, hi. You're standing in this weird, like,
yeah,
power move.
Yeah, it's because it's not like a weird... Like,
no, I get it. It's fine. It's
What's the thing with the tilting of the body and like masculinity? Or do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You do. I do my best to not learn any technical terms about masculinity because by and large they don't apply. Just, you know, I'm just trying my best.
No, it's because, yeah, I rolled in very quickly and just trying to get this backing music.
Oh, yeah, we got... you got accept all.
Into the air.
Ooh.
I'm not usually an accept all guy when it comes to cookies, but...
I mean, that's because you take care of yourself.
Yeah.
I know you're referring to the computer, but I'm like, Mr. Christie. Like, Here you go.
I'm usually particular about my sweets in general.
I mean, oh, no. Yeah. There's nothing that brings me more joy than, like, walking into a grocery store. This happened the other week. Where I walked in and purposely took longer than I needed to because as I was walking in, I saw that the girl guides were setting up and I gave them like a 15-minute buffer. Gosh. So I couldn't just like, yeah, it's not the proudest moment, but it's mint season and there's really nothing I can do about it.
What's the Girl Scout tier list? What's the top three?
What do you mean? Like the cookies?
For the cookies,
there's
yeah.
There's only one. It's the mint ones. And then I just... Well, it's a good luck with everything.
That's usually... And are you like a one box?
No.
Or are you... Okay.
Those things are like hot commodities.
Yeah.
Like it's a door crasher for me.
And do you...
They take debit now too.
Oh my gosh, they're getting rid of the times. Do you then like... You have acquired a sizable amount. Do you then go like, hello... Comrades at the screening room.
Oh, I mean, it was definitely. I split them.
Mm-hmm.
I ate most of them, but other people did partake. A box went here, a box went there. You know,
that's good. That's very good. I mean, at the moment, this was a discovery of mine. I talked about it on the show a couple of weeks ago. There's this like now defunct record label out in Edmonton called Ghosts and Demons Records. I came to it by way of a split that someone in the New Friends DIY Discord had posted about, particularly a four-way split that they did with a bunch of other record labels. And the band Lizards Have Personalities, which I think are Montreal-based. This is one of those things where you like find the cool pocket of like niche thing that sounds cool, and literally every route that you take to like try and find more information about it does not exist.
No,
that happened more recently. A buddy of my brother rather sent me a huge dub techno kick right now, and then sent me like more of the like, you know how if like a house music producer made like water level music.
Sure. Yeah.
We will play some of that later too while we're discussing it.
I've been on a boiler room kick. I don't know if that counts.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Have you seen the Yusuke Yoshimitsu? That one's insane. It's one of the set has like a narrative arc.
Is it the are they shirtless? It doesn't narrow it down too much. Are they shirtless and
Japanese
bald?
Man with a large, he has a crazy story. Like he, apparently he's like a construction worker for most of his adult, like he's like in his mid-30s. He gets diagnosed with a brain tumor, quits that day, and decides that if he survives, he's going to become the greatest DJ ever. And he might be. He's not a producer.
Okay.
He's just, but his transitions are crazy.
So then also, like, is it still a ticking time bomb up there then?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think, but it is one of the most ferocious. It just turns into, like, the first 5 minutes of Blade.
Okay, you like, need to send me this.
It's amazing.
You need to send me this. And I think I see...
He starts the set with Dumbest Girl Alive by 100 Gex.
Okay.
He's strong. Out of his mind.
Yeah. I see in my mind's eye the thumbnail. I think I know the set you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, there's like two specific drops, if we're going to use the terminology, that are making waves on the Instagrams, because basically that set has ruined my algorithm and now all I get is best DJ transitions.
Yep.
And it's just everybody transitioning from Satisfaction.
Yep.
There's Satisfaction, there's the Fiend tone drops, and everyone's doing Crazy Frog. That's all I see on the internet.
Really?
I don't know. This is a weird
time
niche
truly
thing.
Is a circle.
I don't know, man. I don't make the rules.
Let's tidy up our loose ends, because this is going to be the show for the next 2 hours.
Yeah,
by the way,
hi, I'm Jordan.
We will be sidetracked upon sidetracked.
Yeah, there's no focus
so,
going on here.
I was discussing Ghosts and Demons Records, now defunct label. Lizards Have Personalities, one of the four members on that four-way split. The same record label following Lizards Have Personalities into the Ghosts and Demons record label has a record by a person called Moons. Moons is a solo artist. They are like a visual artist based out in Alberta. Could not find any information whatsoever.
Right.
They also like nuked all their stuff that like ties to this entity.
That makes sense.
Very interesting. Because this is like really cool ambient shoegazy sort of stuff, and that I found like super compelling.
Obviously you in the universe can't see it, but there's like clearly a lot of work into all of the visual aesthetics of it.
Yes.
Like, this wasn't just like a bunch of buddies getting together and trying to
totally.
This seems like a real.
It's like good record labels will do this exact thing. An example for would be Odd Void would be another one. Shout out to Moss Harvest. Shout out to Matt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude Rules. The record label rules. Death Kneel's another one. Max Klebanov is running their own sort of... They put out a bunch of CS10s, which is really cool. Very small scale, small batch cassette releases.
As you do.
On Life of Sensation, I believe, is the label for them.
Sure.
Mostly on YouTubes and mostly in Max's Instagram DMs, if you want to tape. This was very cool. Tried to find information about them, could not find anything about them whatsoever. But I will continue to play them. I like, it's really cool, like lo-fi-y, ambient-y. It's got like the tape hiss, it's got the scuzziness to it. And then the other finding niche thing, trying to find out other things that the people have done and that sort of thing, brings me to Aquarium, aka Deep Space. Believe that they're based out in Japan. This is my brother Peter sent me this, who has like two releases in their entire life under Delorme. Dead Mouse approved releases, which is very cool.
Yeah, as long as he's not complaining about it.
Yeah, exactly. That's a high bar for those who have seen Dead Mouse's like.
I'm a grumpy man.
Yeah, which.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing, but it just, you know, I don't think Dead Mouse has ever given a compliment.
I'll find you the clip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Anyway, also, someone like 3 days ago downloaded that release on Soulseek off my hard drive, which is like unbelievable that one, people are still like finding my brother's stuff.
Yeah.
And then two, someone was like, someone on Soulseek is going to have it. And it's me, the person who's related to the producer.
You got to give the people what they want.
Anyway.
Or the person what they want.
Yeah, I guess.
Give the person what they want.
Anyway, Aquarium was sent to me by my brother. We will play a couple of selections off of the Rainforest LP.
Oh, great.
Came out in 2016. They also have been part of, in 2004, a Japanese noisecore cross band.
Oh.
And I could not find anything whatsoever about the split.
Yeah, I mean, when it's a Disc Dog page and it's like the
singular entry, nothing points anywhere. The like video is part of the Discogs, doesn't have like someone did the rips. I am so curious what this sounds like. It's a split between Heavy Water and Toxic Trash, which is spelled TOXIK/trash. Nothing. Soulseek didn't have it, and that's it. If Soulseek doesn't have it, doesn't exist. Well, basically.
It looks like you gotta drop 7722.
Oh my gosh, yeah, as if. I will sooner message the person on Instagram as well. Hello, I'm an admirer from Canada.
Yeah.
Do you have the master?
Can I have this from you, please?
Can I play it on the radio? I think it's really cool. Thanks.
I have no context of anything else, but give me your music.
It seems cool. It seems really cool. So let's close out this bit. Let's play.
That's not gonna happen.
Yeah. Let's play. Do you want to listen to "Je suis fait d'ombre et de marbre" or "Ptolemaio" from Lizards Have Personalities?
Let's do the second one.
Let's
I'm
do
not
Ptolemaio.
Gonna try to say either of them.
Okay. I have to, as the radio show host. It's the worst sometimes.
I'm doing color commentary. I don't know.
And then we will do. We'll do. Shinjuku status. So aquarium,
yeah, let's do that one.
Aquarium Deep Space, like, they do splits with themselves, which is interesting. They, like, have, like, the Aquarium A side and the Deep Space B side of the same person.
Oh, okay.
The other person who did that recently was Drum. Drum is a really cool electronic music producer. I've played some of their stuff before. I'm a huge fan of their Portraits in Firewood album, which came out, I believe.
Every time I'm here, I just gotta take notes. I am just studious.
The thing is, it ends up being, like, when it's just me, I don't have anyone to, like, riff and, like, follow the trains of thought through, which shouldn't be an issue if I'm a good radio show host. But I'm not. So I end up being
Hello,
we listened to 45 minutes of esoteric music. Here's the titles and names.
Yeah.
And here's another 45 minutes.
Good night, good luck.
Yeah. So, Drum, when did that release come out? 2018, I think, was the Portraits and Firewood release. They also have releases under Sanction. Struction, rather, which is a more the Drum DJRUM releases tend to be very organic, percussive, really off kilter, high BPM, engaging stuff. The Struction side of their releases tends to be even more straightforward in their techno tendencies.
Right.
And they did another thing where on Alien Tape they gave themselves a split, like they had a Drum A side and a Struction B side. Oh, it's the same person.
That's cool.
Which is cool because, like, as someone who technically has two monikers for performance, although one is, like, completely in the vault right now until I get an SP404 and I can figure out what to do with it. I like having different monikers. I used to before be like, why are you performing under different names? You should just be the same person the whole time. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. 12 minutes of talking.
Yeah, we're just getting started. I don't even see anything dumb yet.
Holy moly. Okay, we have been listening to me and Jordan talk, mostly me talk. We listened to a bunch of cuts from the Moon's discography. We heard Regression 1, Beautiful Songs About Horrible Things, Sandcastles, Glass, and we're listening to Regression 2 at the moment. Next, we're going to listen to Ptolemaio by Lizards Have Personalities, and then the Rainforest's LP. We're going to listen to Shinjuku Stasis, and we're going to listen to Rainforest. And then after that, who knows what we'll do. We also, if you are a very regular listener and know Jordan from previous antics,
it's been a while.
You know that I have used my email address for the radio station to sign up to DistroKid, which is like a distribution like platform that artists and labels will use to send their music to other, like, radio show hosts and programmers and that sort of thing. Sadly, it tends to be schlock a lot of the time.
Which is great for me.
Which is great content.
Yes.
And every now and then, there will be good songs.
We found a couple really great
ones. We found some cool stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping we can do that again today. And I do have one that I know is going to usually... Now, I will have ringers. I'll have, in case of emergencies, in case of, triple back-to-back-to-back, oh, brother, we need to sort ourselves out. Avalon Toshoni, friend of the show, ex-Kingston resident, now based in Montreal, has another record coming out, and we will listen to some of that at some point tonight.
Okay.
So, let's do this. Lizards Have Personalities by Ptolemaio.
Oh, yes.
Also, content warning, I have no clue if there's swearing on this one.
I believe in death. I believe in disease. I believe in injustice and inhumanity, and torture, and anger, and hate. I believe in murder. I believe in pain. I believe in cruelty and infidelity. I believe in slime and stink and in every crawling, putrid thing, every possible ugliness and corruption. You son of a bitch! I believe! And you.
I drank wine to accept the end of us, but since you insist on denying me of my reason to be, I must confess, I thought you were flawless. But cleanse myself, but
Thank you.
And we're back. We just heard Shinjuku Stasis by Aquarium, aka Deep Space. And before that, we heard Rainforest?
Yeah.
Rainforest off the
Rainforest. And there was the lizards. The lizards have emotions.
We heard Summer Say Goodbye off of the Rainforest EP by Aquarium, aka Deep Space. We heard Lizards Have Personalities. We heard Ptolemaia. And that was the set so far.
Which, according to a Harvard study, they have tried to determine if lizards have personalities, and it was inconclusive.
It's kind of underwhelming.
Yeah, the only thing they came to the conclusion, and I said this to you off camera, but I think this is funny, the only conclusion they came to is the lizards appear to be shy when predators are around.
Whoa.
Which, yeah, I'm not one of them there's lizard scientists, but I think I could have figured that out.
Big if true. What do we do now? Let's play some schlock. Let's play some schlock.
Should we explain? What you're about to see is a segment that we call "You Asked for This," where Mikey opens up his Gmail account and goes through all of the what did you say it was called? DistroKid,
whatever. Like, I've signed up for a few of them. There's North of this Border. I think it's DistroKid is the main one. But
these are basically all sort of independent acts, just looking for a little bit of exposure, trying to get it to radio stations, maybe get a play here and there. And they are the most mixed of mixed bags. I remember there was like, I forget what they were called, but my favorite one was just like clearly a bunch of like 50-year-old dudes
with the misogyny album art.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I'm so glad that seared into both of our frontal cortexes. Harrowing.
Because like, all I could think is like, you know that either their children or like nieces and nephews have been dragged to like, you know, like a St. Louis grill.
Oh my god! Yes.
Like, yeah, my uncle John's got his band, you know, holster
it
gun.
Was so bad. It was so bad.
It was terrible, but
do we feel like red alert, like alarm signs going off before we even hit play. Yeah, and this is like a comical timing.
The first one, we're not even gonna risk it, but you have no idea how bad I wanna hear that. I don't even know if we can say the title of the song.
Oh my god, Trap Folk. This is what we mean. Hi Michael, I hope this finds you well. I'm reaching out to pass along this new single from emerging Montreal trap folk artist Nick Benza.
Can I sneak in? A trap folk, is that exactly what I think it is?
It is literally.
Is it like Tallest Man on Earth with 808s?
I have no idea what it could possibly be.
Okay.
To be considered for the show. The track comes out everywhere February 14th on Valentine's Day. You are going to hell. You're going to hell. Like,
we haven't even talked about it. I mean, can we tell them what it's called? Yeah, is it safe to play this?
I don't know if it's safe to play. I hope they have. Recommended if you like Young Lean, OK Kaya, and Porches. This is a harrowing combination of things.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we have to. Okay. This is... Let me find a lyric sheet, please, for the love of God.
Is there a lyric sheet?
Press photos, release information.
Should I go ahead and tell the
big reveal?
What the name of the song is?
No.
Okay.
Oh god, dude, the closing paragraph in the press release that they sent us, beginning in simplicity and ending in rich textures of layered voices, synthesizers, and strings, redacted the title, I'm not saying it yet, seeks to put forth an alternative masculine relationship to sex and intimacy, one prioritizing emotional and spiritual connection. Lyrically, this is... Lyrically, the track lingers in the descriptions of a final...
Oh, it's lingering.
This is... we can't... Despite the song's potentially graphic title, Benza's delivery and production sensibility subvert the sexualized language into something undeniably careful and tender.
I doubt it.
And acts to reintroduce the element of love into an otherwise gratuitous terminology. Jesus.
What do you think?
I need to find the lyrics sheet before I so desperately want to play this on the radio. I cannot just
I mean, this one is a risk.
Harrowing.
The those two words together, and then the description of it.
Just so much of it is is so unencouraging. The like young lean Okekaya porches, like that is, like genuinely renders me speechless.
Oh, look at that!
If you're in Montreal, there is a release show. Oh my god, a release show for the single for Utils and Panty Wilson.
Shout out to Panty Wilson.
What is going on? Beaubien Brewery near the Jean Talon Market in the heart of Little Italy is hosting this magnificent event. It's $5. There's a 2-for-1 deal.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Wow. What a steal. Couples come for 2-for-1.
Yeah, it's the same deal at the old Cinema L'Amour.
Dude, this is... I need to task someone in Montreal to go to this. I'm sorry. I'm going to play it.
Should we tell them? Do you want to do it or do you want me to do it?
I wonder if he or they drop the title or if it just goes.
Oh, do you want to just leave it?
Okay, there's two. Let me see. Oh, there's a .wav and .mp3. I was thinking if there was going to be a bracket clean version.
I'll be honest with you. I Googled the title stupidly and got the results that you thought. Because I thought it would be able to reverse engineer it. And then I was like, right.
Okay. this is community radio, folks. This is...
Wow, I'm from the so gate, worried. Usually...
I'm okay. So worried. Let's just... I'm not saying the title until we're past the segment. This is Nick Benza, B-E-N-D-Z-S-A. You want to take a guess at that?
Benza?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, like, Nick might Benza. He bends you.
Holy moly. If I'm pulling the plug, if at the first whiff...
Oh, there's going to be some whiffs.
Overly debaucherous. On my back, sack on my shoulder, got a hole in the side. Sitting on the bed at the edge of your room. No, I gotta leave. It's gotta be soon. Okay.
This is not what I was expecting. Emotional cream pie.
Ever play you the I Love Kittens song? Okay, we'll do that one next and you'll see why. I'm just waiting. The rattling hi-hats is
flower in the wind and always not gonna blow. Hand of fate, sense of doom, baby in the wings, but it's not.
Like bombastic.
audacious.
Oh, yeah, credit where credit's due.
I mean,
yeah.
Just the title alone.
Stellar. Wow.
Like, you know, like imagine just like, you know, because these things have like press releases and stuff and just descriptive. Oh, my. Oh, what do we got? Is it the.
Oh, that's all the. Oh, never mind.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Oh.
Okay.
I like your fit. Is the tie or is it embroidered?
I can't tell. Is it like a piano tie? Yeah, look at that.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay, now, see, now it's gotten even more interesting.
And here's the flyer for the gig.
Yeah. Wow.
The splooches are really...
Yeah, there's the cover art, just for those who can't see it, is like a really very like mid-2000s tattoo thing. And there are just splotches. And, you know, you can do the work.
You can...
as far as that goes.
It take a lot of legwork or imagination to... put that together.
Yeah, I was really hoping for some 808s.
I wonder if it's like the full album has the like trap influence.
It could be. This is his debut folk trap single. If you're gonna debut your folk trap, you gotta trap more than your folk.
Gotta open strong. Anyway.
That was a great place to start, though.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
I love doing this.
Like, it's just fantastic. I have done no legwork whatsoever other than, like, 2 years ago. Chance told me about the, like, DistroKid stuff.
Right.
And I sent my email in.
And that's here we are.
Every, like, 6 months, I blow off the cobwebs.
Yeah. Yeah, I show up and I'm like, hey, what's your sound called?
All right, okay.
Okay, let's see what we got.
New music submission, Butterfly by Michael Allen, feat. Denise Ferreira.
Ferreira.
Sure.
What do we
let's see. Another Valentine's Day release, cute. This is as close as we're ever going to come to a Valentine's Day show because I forgot to prep for mine, and it would have been like, this would have been the day to do it, not the next Monday.
That's true.
So, you know, maybe if you supplied a Valentine's Day themed song, we will
prioritize
it.
Oh, that's a good way to do it.
If I just search Valentine's and see. Well, yeah, this one makes a cut. Let's read the press release.
Okay.
A guest vocalist creating a beautiful rendition of this awesome track that Michael previously released originally as an instrumental. As a instrumental. Mm-mm.
Uh-oh.
Come on, Jing Records. I wonder if it's self-released. No, that's someone else at the station. Or at the studio, rather. Butterfly featuring Denise Ferrer is released on Valentine's Day, February 14th. This soaring rock guitar anthem, oh, God.
We got ourselves a Satriani.
Vocals will be available on all major streaming and digital platforms, delivering a powerful message of love, strength, and romance. Butterfly, featuring Denise Ferreira, showcases Michael Allen's signature guitar prowess, blending intricate riffs, soaring melodies, and Dennis's, wouldn't it be Denise's, complimentary vocal range.
That's rough.
Their label is not doing them well here. And emotion. Inspired the theme of diversity, love, and resilience. They are not a fan of commas, except where they don't need to be. The song captures the journey of a emotional love song in this modern digital era. Thing is, it's not even AI, because AI would fix
AI wouldn't make that instrumental. Yeah.
This track is my tribute to the dream of capital R romance love we all recognize, says Michael Allen. Even in our loneliest, dreamiest moments, we sometimes take to the internet and online dating. Oh, God, sites to search for love and emotion. This is the first time I've featured a singer on one of my tracks, and Denise fits perfect. Denise, already a successful rock vocalist. That was tough without punctuation. Denise, already a successful rock vocalist from Argentina. Okay, cool. Has made Butterfly a beautiful piece of art, contributing her own style of tonal vocal qualities. Known for his electrifying performances and emotive compositions, Michael Allen continues to push boundaries in the instrumental rock genre. Butterfly featuring Denise Ferreira is his first featuring a vocalist. You've mentioned that several times already. And follows his tradition of creating music that inspires listeners while showcasing his technical mastery and deep musicality. We will see.
If it sucks, can we play Butterfly by Crazy Town?
No, that's not how this show works.
No.
I had having been on the receiving end of all these press releases is how I know to never write my own press release or bio or anything like that in this manner. Because, like, it's terrible. Like, yeah. If someone ever sent me an email, they clearly wrote themselves, and they're like, hey, this is a genre. Like,
yes.
It would be cool if you played it. Thanks. Yeah. That's it. Done. Like, sweet. Like, you are a human being. But every single one of these, and we saw from Emotional Cream Pie. It's the same thing. It's just all this verbose word salad nonsense.
Well, I mean, I can't be surprised that there was word salad verbose nonsense for Emotional Cream Pie.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
All right. So butterfly.
Here's the. Okay. Maybe
you're
not.
My butterfly, sugar, baby.
Let me control paste this
or
instead.
Or the Dance Dance Revolution one.
Now we're talking.
There's an official music butterfly. Video. Oh, look
very
at
cool.
that.
But.
Oh, this isn't the feature. This
yeah,
is...
hold on. You can download the high quality audio file here. Do I have to just. Come on.
Click the butterfly.
Zing Records. We don't even get to. It's not up for grabs. They're like. Oh my god, it's a
WeTransfer.
Whoa, look at this album art.
Oh, this just got incredible. Okay, so for the folks at home, we've got what appears to be like a stage photo with like Times New Roman font of the two artists' names. And there is like clearly a very well put together like contemporary dancer. And then once again, like we were talking about earlier, your uncle with a Les Paul. And he's got the thing that I really want to stress is he's got like stressed biker jeans on, like the ones that like Russell Westbrook would have worn in like 2015, which is like he just went to Zara. He knew he had a photo shoot coming.
He looks like if Kingpin, like.
Huntsby's Kingpin?
Was like moonlighting.
Yeah, Kingpin got free tickets to Coachella, and now here we are.
I mean, like, it's actually a genuinely really cool photo. If they didn't have the text on top at all,
yeah,
this would be like genuinely sick. I'd be into it.
All right.
Anyway, after much legwork, is this the.
No, this.
Is that it? What's the
no,
file?
No, that's a. It says, but.
Oh, it's there it is. It's like a high-res version. There
oh,
we go.
Nice. Now we own
okay,
it.
Okay, that's look like that. Not too bad at all.
It's on the computer now.
They opted for a portrait aspect ratio for an album art.
Oh, true. Very true.
Okay,
anyway, let's do it.
This is Butterfly by...
Michael Allen.
Michael Allen, thank you.
Denise
featuring
Ferreira.
Denise Ferreira.
Oh, butterflies.
She walks in the morning light, a vision so bright. A butterfly in human form, taking flight. Her smile, a gentle breeze. Her laughter, a song. In her presence, I can't help but tag along.
Situation on the guitar.
He's playing with someone in the nosebleeds and he's sending his tones right to them.
The cowbell?
Oh,
I mean, it was fine.
Yeah.
It was good.
Job done.
The thing, the issue with writing all of that,
right,
and then, like, you're going to shred for, like, 15 seconds on closing, and that's it. Yeah, and then the one, like, descending lick three times over. It's fine.
Who are you to tell Michael Allen what he can and cannot do?
The person he sent the music to. Not directly. Not directly, mind you. But
that came from such a genuine, like, I'm the guy who would listen to it.
I'm the one who's been giving the keys to the critic mobile, and I am driving.
Get in, we're being,
being mean.
I had to censor myself there.
People on the internet for entertainment purposes.
Okay, what do we got?
I don't know. Nightmare Colored Clouds by Michael Slumber.
Michael Slumber. That's okay, what's the cover art?
I can't tell.
Okay.
This? Oh, do you see that?
Do I see what? Nightmare Colored. Oh, like the font?
That's the album.
Oh.
That's it. It is like if Prince was in Typo Negative and was in charge of doing design.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I was getting like Pearl Jam vibes.
Oh, there's something that's a about good shot too.
Like, I'm hoping it's just like Nightmare Color Clouds.
It is giving goth for sure.
Yeah, but goth in a, like, you know, your idea of goth is whatever you saw. You saw like the Smells Like Teen Spirit video once, and you're like, oh, I want to live like that. And it's like, man, close enough.
Hey there, I'm Vancouver BC artist Michael Slumber, but born in Kingston. I got a new album out, Nightmare Colored Clouds. Is kind of gothy and dark rock or indie rock with a glimmer of hope in there somewhere. Every song on the album is quite different. Big fan of Nick Cave and Tom Waits. So going for the strange singer-songwriter vibe, have a listen. See, this is a human being who, this person definitely just typed it.
He's a Kingston guy too.
Yeah. Let's give it a whirl.
Yeah.
On the Earshot distro or stream download from my disco page.
It's Let's a hope disco we can, song?
I have no idea. I think they meant distro.
No, the link says disco.
Oh.
Nightmare Colored Clouds. We got the whole record. Okay, what's the best title?
Regenerative Gel. Cause Something. Abyss Jr. Sights. Bad Heart. Vivid Dreamer, Frog Song, Haunted Still, Go Alone, Dream Claymore. That's a good, good title.
Yeah, I think Dream Claymore.
Everything Tried, Die in the Dream. We got to do Dream Claymore.
Dream Claymore.
There's a slow build. Spoilers.
Okay, Michael Slumber.
I mean, like, just to prove I have bad taste, this is something I would go and see. I would go and see them play.
Oh, live. It's the type of thing where, like, I would listen to another one.
Yeah. Let's click the eyes here. Oh, there's lyrics.
Oh, nice. And I will say, while that was on, I decided to look up Mr. Michael Slumber, and the last thing he posted on his Instagram page is him dressed as a wizard walking his dog.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think we like this guy.
Let's do what seems the like the waveforms are all very different. Waveforms is in like if you have like a
do we want one that just looks like just all killer, no filler? Well, oh yeah, a song might make more sense. I'm thinking based on waveforms, either Go Alone.
Yeah.
Or Vivid Dreamer looks like it's a slow build to something. See what it's doing?
Yeah. Let's do Go Alone.
Okay.
Let's do Go Alone. Ooh!
Okay.
Let's go.